A man's life. A man's life. Prologue. Well, sighed the nurse, he's gone. She had seen so many deaths that the experience had become a commonplace in that big London hospital. Peered down at him with a professional scrutiny. Yeah, another one of them. Everybody died at last. They all came to it. In this case, fatal accident in London street. Yeah, there was nothing to be done. No hope at all. Cracked skull. Resident surgeon looked at him, passed on to his other duties, matter of routine. Police must be called for identification. A cracked skull, street accident, a hopeless case, was the resident's report. He swiftly put to bed, unconscious. Nurse was busy. Might linger for a little time. But he would not awaken to any recognition of the world he was leaving. Though there might possibly be a final flicker of that man's consciousness, the eyes might open and he would look at the white ceiling of the ward. White, just whiteness, all the amazing miracle of human being in this world dissolved into white. And after that, utter dark. The nurse looked at him, a man of 60 perhaps, with clear-cut features. His clothes were good. Perhaps a gentleman. Some money in his pocket. She was somewhat curious. Wondered who he was. Well, she said again to herself, he's gone, poor thing. And she was to be forgiven. For all her experience in the casualty ward, and thinking that the man was dead. True, she could see no sign of life in that still warm body. But the nurse was alive, and the living do not know what the dying think.